just this last week, the newest pope, Pope Francis, made a statement that, according to the article in The Independent, which is a news website in the UK, it basically states that Pope Francis assures atheists you don't have to believe in God to go to heaven. Did you hear me? Is the microphone on? You don't have to believe in God to go to heaven, according to the Pope. The Vicar of Christ, the Altu Christos, the another Christ on this earth, has said you don't have to believe in God to go to heaven. Let me read the article. This is pretty short. But it really is mind-bending when you hear this. In the article states, in comments likely to enhance his progressive reputation, Pope Francis has written a long open letter to the founder of La Repubblica newspaper, Eugenio Scalfari, stating that non-believers would be forgiven by God if they followed their consciences. Responding to a list of questions published in the paper, Mr. Scalfari, who is not a Roman Catholic, Francis wrote, quote, "You ask me if the God of the Christians forgives those who don't believe and who don't seek the faith. I start by saying, and this is the fundamental thing, that God's mercy has no limits if you go to him with a sincere and contrite heart. The issue for those who do not believe in God is to obey their conscience. Sin, even for those who have no faith, exists when people disobey their conscience," end quote. Robert Mickens, the Vatican correspondent for the Catholic journal The Tablet, said that the pontiff's comments were further evidence of his attempts to shake off the Catholic Church's fusty image, reinforced by his extreme conservative predecessor, Benedict XVI. Quote, "Francis is still a conservative," said Mr. Mickens, "but what this is all about is him seeking to have a more meaningful dialogue with the world," end quote. In a welcoming response to the letter, Mr. Scalfari said the Pope's comments were, quote, "further evidence of his ability and desire to overcome barriers in dialogue with all," end quote. In July, Francis signaled a more progressive attitude on sexuality, asking, quote, "If someone is gay and looking for the Lord, who am I to judge him?" end quote. there's almost no words for this. There's almost no words that the head of one of the largest, quote, Christian denominations, and as I said before, we consider the Catholic Church apostate, not Christian, but one of the largest denominations in the world has just said that you don't have to believe in God, you just have to believe your conscience. I don't know if you guys hear that or not, but what he is saying is you have to be a good person. This is the very statement that we hear from people when we go on the streets and share the gospel, and you ask them, how do you get to heaven? Be a good person. But wait a minute, what? Be a good person? Obey your conscience? You know, that's the assumption, is that if we obey our conscience, it's that we can obey it. And it's insane to think that you can actually do that of your own accord. And yet, at the same time, blaspheme God by denying his existence. Okay? God's word tells us that everybody knows, Romans chapter 1, everybody knows God exists. And if they say that he doesn't exist, they're doing so, what they're doing is, they're doing it to suppress God, to be in their, to continue in their unrighteousness, their sinfulness. Okay? Yet, the Pope, who is supposedly speaks infallibly, ex cathedra, meaning from the chair, he spoke infallibly and said that an atheist who denies God, who blasphemes God's name, can simply follow the dictates of his conscience and gain entry into heaven. This is big on several issues, for a couple of issues, several really, but a couple that really come to mind. Catholic theology teaches that Christ's sacrifice gives us an infusion of Christ's righteousness. Now, that's different from biblical Christianity. Biblical Christianity says we are imputed with Christ's righteousness. See, the Bible teaches that we are so wretched, so vile, that there is nothing good about us, that all our righteousness are as filthy rags, okay, nasty, gnarly, filthy rags. The best day we've had the least sinful we can be and the best we can obey our conscience is utter filth before the Lord. So Christ's death, when he died on the cross, he took that punishment, became the sin that we are in our place, received what we deserve, and then his righteousness is put on our account. It's like taking an empty bank account that has no money and is actually in debt, and not only filling it up to zero, but filling it to infinity, and it wasn't ours to begin with. But the Catholic doctrine says you get an infusion. It says that you get enough of Christ's righteousness that you can now choose to be obedient to God. And the way you are obedient is you go to Mass, you say confession, you do Hail Marys, you do works of love, you give to the church, all these works that you would now have to do to earn favor with God. So you're not completely forgiven. You have to earn that atonement. And if you don't earn it, then if you only had some lesser sins, you can be atoned in purgatory. And others can do atonement for you by giving gifts to the church and doing prayers and you know, walking around the Vatican on their knees and all these kind of things. It is absolutely ridiculous compared to what the Bible says, yet that's what they teach. And the reason that what the Pope said is so problematic is that he actually denied Catholic teaching. See, the Catholic says that the Mother Church, Rome, is where you have to be to even have a chance at getting into heaven. And yet the Pope infallibly, supposedly, states that those who deny Christ, not just, not sure, trying to work this thing out, I think maybe, no, denying it, as long as you obey your conscience, you can get to heaven. So he not only denied the very issues that formed the Reformation, he not only denied Scripture, he's denying his own false teachings. It's insane what he is doing here. It is absolute blasphemy. And this is what's crazy when you stop to think about this. The Bible says that we cannot merit favor. That we can't merit favor. Yet we have God's law written on our heart. God's law is that conscience is God's law written on our hearts. So when we tell a lie and we get the pit in our stomach, when we try to take something from behind the counter at the store when nobody's looking and we book it out of there and break it out in a cold sweat, that's our conscience working to tell us what we've done is wrong. But we are incapable of being obedient to that conscience. What does the Word of God say? There's none righteous, no, not one, none who seek after God. You know, that the human heart is desperately wicked. Who can know it? That all our righteousness is as filthy rags, as I said a minute ago. All of this conspires against us to say that we cannot do this. We cannot honor God, and we cannot obey our conscience. So he's denying the very words of God. And we cannot merit favor. We cannot obey our consciences of our own accord. And we cannot be good without God. We simply can't. And that is what is so insane about what he said. Because this is the man who's supposed to sit at the top of the church and represent Christ to the Catholic Church. Okay? And he's denying it, which he's already done before. You know, the entire papacy is a denial of God's word, and that's an entirely another show we could get into. But he's not only denying God's word as a Catholic, but he's now denying the very Catholic theology that he preaches. It's almost as if it's almost as if emergentism found its way to the papacy. Okay? I mean, it's like somebody went and said, those emergent guys that have been creeping and squeezing their way through the Christian church, we need to get one of those over here. And he can just do theological Play-Doh with Catholic theology. It's insane. It's crazy. But this is important. Okay? And I'm being a little bit over the top here. I understand that, and I appreciate your patience with me. But that's what's going on here. He's denying all of every theological premise there is when it comes to the Word of God. He's denied all of it by saying you can be good and go to heaven even if you blaspheme God by denying his existence. Folks, it's that important that we understand our Bibles, because there are those who are we deal with it within just Christian ranks of people who think postmodernly. Now we're going to have postmodern Catholics. And how many other religions are going to be affected by this kind of mindset? It's everywhere. So you need to understand Scripture. There's none good, no, not one. There's none who seek after God. The heart is desperately wicked. We all are unrighteous in the eyes of God, and we need Christ's redemption. If you can hear this and you're just going crazy saying, I'm a good person, you need to understand God's word. If you've lied, if you've stolen, if you've blasphemed his name, if you've been disobedient to your parents, if you have denied his existence, if you've been lustful, hateful, angry, coveting, stolen anything, God's word says it doesn't matter if it's only once. You have been a sinner against God, and you will be condemned to hell because God is a good and righteous judge. And to say, as the head of a theological, doctrine-laden, false religion, that even an atheist can just deny God and go to heaven, that's absolute blasphemy. And if you're hearing the sound of my voice right now, know this. You cannot be good without God, because you have no definition for good. And it's only through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ that you can receive salvation and receive the Holy Spirit to be able to do anything that resembles being good, because God is doing it through you. And that is the hope that we have in Jesus Christ alone. Now, I pray that you guys understand this. This is not for us to go out and thump on Catholics and say, see how dumb your Pope is. It is a reminder to us what happens when we make God in our own image. When we define what the Word of God says rather than reading the Word of God and exegeting it and understanding it, what it means systematically, day by day, word by word, little by little, learning the Scriptures. That's what happens when we deny God is sufficient, that his Word is sufficient. And we need to have pity and compassion upon those who are trapped in these false religions, who are being told that they can be good and go to heaven, and you know they don't have to believe in God.